Rob's intentions were twofold. First, to catch Oppenheimer in contradictions with the written record to which Robert and his lawyers had been denied access. Second, to place those things that Oppenheimer admitted into a context which implied that Robert had directed Los Alamos irresponsibly at best, or, worse, that he had hired communists consciously and purposefully. Rob's aim at every turn was to humiliate the witness, often merely by making him repeat what he had already admitted. Doctor, I notice in your answer on page 5 you use the expression fellow travelers. What is your definition of a fellow traveler, sir? Oppenheimer. It is a repugnant word which I used about myself once in an interview with the FBI. I understood it to mean someone who accepted part of the public program of the Communist Party, who was willing to work with and associate with communists, but who was not a member of the party. Rob. Do you think that a fellow traveler should be employed on a secret war project? Oppenheimer. Today? Rob. Yes, sir. Oppenheimer. No. Rob. Did you feel that way in 1942 and 1943? Oppenheimer. My feeling then and my feeling about most of these things is that the judgment is an integral judgment of what kind of man you are dealing with. Today I think association with the Communist Party or fellow traveling with the Communist Party manifestly means sympathy for the enemy.